Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 17th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Protocol sources say Google plans to add free TV channels to Google TV, currently in talks with several free ad-supported streaming television channels. On a Chromecast, these would reportedly appear in a dedicated live TV menu and presented alongside over-the-air programming on smart TVs. Google could have deals in place to begin streaming this fall, but may wait to launch the feature with smart TV partners in 2022. Apple and Google removed a tactical voting app created by an organization supporting the jailed Russian critic Alexei Navalny from Google Play and the App Store. Reuters sources said earlier this week that Russian authorities had threatened fines if the app was not removed, claiming election interference. A reported response by Apple about the removal cited the Kremlin's classifications of some pro-Navalny organizations as extremist groups as the cause for the removal. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 that health apps are subject to a rule requiring reporting of data breaches. This vote clarifies that the 2009 health breach notification rule applies to these apps, which requires vendors handling health records to notify customers of unauthorized access. Razer announced the Huntsman V2 and V2 10 keyless, meaning there's no number pad. Both have a polling rate of 8,000 Hz, 8 times faster than the original Huntsman keyboard line. The keyboard's optical switches use infrared to detect when they've been pressed. Razer is promising near zero latency. The full-size V2 costs $190 with clicked switches or $200 with a quieter linear switch, and the 10 keyless is $150 or $160. All are on sale now. A new paper in Nature by Google AI researchers demonstrated how a deep learning system could detect abnormal chest x-rays with accuracy that matches that of a professional radiologist. This system doesn't identify specific conditions, which would require multiple models trained for each condition. Rather, it detects whether a chest scan is normal or contains clinically actionable findings. The researchers hope the system can augment the work of radiologists by increasing productivity and speeding up the clinical process. WeChat updated its messaging service to allow users to access previously blocked external services from rivals, including Taobao and links to ByteDance's video app Douyin. This is in compliance with a recent warning from the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology for large tech platforms in China to stop blocking links to rival services. Microsoft began testing a new Photos app in Windows 11 in its dev channel, offering a film strip of small thumbnails at the bottom of the window when viewing an image. There's also a new multi-view feature to compare a selection of photos in a single window. The editing toolbar also now offers quick access to third-party photo editors. The NFT trading marketplace OpenSea announced Wednesday that it has accepted the head of product Nate Chastain's resignation and has asked for a third party to review its approach to unethical behavior. The announcement follows accusations that Chastain operated secret wallets that consistently showed purchases of NFTs shortly before being featured on OpenSea's homepage. One curious thing in Apple's event this week, the company didn't boast of specific performance gains for its new A15 Bionic chip. A look at CPU statistics uploaded by Geekbench users show that the iPhone 13 offers about 10% higher single-core and 20% higher multi-core scores than the iPhone 12, while GPU performance saw a 15% bump. There are limited numbers of benchmarks available for the iPhone 13 on Geekbench, so take this with a grain of salt. Microsoft confirmed the consumer version of Office 2021 will be released on October 5th, the same day as Windows 11. This is for the pay-once single-license version of Office rather than an Office 365 subscription. The company also announced that Office Long-Term Servicing Channel, designed for commercial customers who cannot update software frequently, is now generally available on Windows and macOS. And finally, the English inventor Sir Clive Sinclair passed away at the age of 81. Sinclair was the inventor of the ZX series of computers, which in 1980 was the UK's first mass-market home computer for less than £100. He was also an inventor of electric vehicles, releasing the Sinclair C5 electric vehicle in 1985 and the Sinclair Zeich electric bike in 1992. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.